In this bulletin, the coronavirus claims the life of another Australian in New South Wales. Several inmates escape a prison in Samoa, and major professional sport in Australia grinds to a total halt as the A-League ceases play. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Another Australian has died from the coronavirus after travelling on the Ruby Princess cruise ship between Sydney and New Zealand. The woman, aged in her 70s, died in hospital today and was one of the initial passenger cases who tested positive to COVID-19. Seven people have now died in New South Wales and one in Western Australia. New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay says the community needs stronger action from governments about how they handle cruise ships.
And there are thousands of passengers and crew that are wandering around this community that don't even know they should be tested, that are completely unaware of what is going on. And that is a shocking breach of trust by the government, both levels, state and federal.
The federal government is concerned about reports of allied health professionals being subjected to abuse during the coronavirus pandemic. The federal health minister has unveiled a primary care support package for masks, tests and telehealth access to protect vulnerable doctors. More than 150 respiratory clinics are operating as the government prepares to move to the next communication phase of direct text messages. Minister Greg Hunt says doctors, nurses and receptionists will emerge as heroes during this health crisis.
If we take care of them, they can take care of us. And those who breach these rules in terms of safety and abuse will have the full force of the law brought down upon them.
The federal government is extending its boost of welfare payments due to coronavirus to students and apprentices receiving the youth allowance. They will get an extra $550 per fortnight. The legislation passed last night by federal parliament, and it gives the Social Security Minister broad new powers. Minister Anne Rustin says her first use of these powers will be to make this move.
I've done this morning in recognition of the fact that many students, particularly those that support themselves, also have incomes from casual work to support their study. These are the kinds of people, for instance, people from the regions who go to the city to study to become doctors and nurses and teachers, who find themselves having to rely on their own incomes to support themselves through study while the government provides them with the study allowance.
Ms Rustin has apologised for scenes showing the social security system under severe stress. There have been long lines outside Centrelink outlets around the country, and the MyGov government website crashed as people under economic stress from the coronavirus tried to apply for social security benefits. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is urging landlords to be more flexible during the coronavirus pandemic. The federal government is concerned the homeless won't be able to self-isolate properly and is calling for more funding to support homeless shelters. Mr Albanese says other tenants may also be evicted from their homes and face tough conditions.
The truth is that in terms of landlords need to have a bit of common sense about this as well. They're going to lose their tenants if they insist on people paying money that they simply don't have. And in the long run, a good tenant, whether it be business or in housing, can provide stability for the landlord as well.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is preparing to discuss new rental laws with state and territory leaders as part of a cabinet teleconference. Major professional sport in Australia has come to a complete halt due to the coronavirus. In football, the A-League has become the last major competition to cease playing as a result of the virus. In announcing the decision, Football Federation Australia Chief Executive James Johnson says the international nature of his sport means he's been dealing with the coronavirus since January. He says his organisation has always put the welfare of its stakeholders ahead of its civic duty first.
The first point has always been the well-being of our people, our community, our players in particular, our fans, our staff, our officials. This has been at the forefront of our thinking. And the second point is our civic duty as a code to be a responsible citizen and help the Australian community and support the efforts to slow down the spread of the virus.
There are roughly five full rounds of the A-League competition yet to be played, plus the final series. The decision to stop the A-League will be reviewed on the 22nd of April. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth, 35. Mostly sunny in Adelaide, 22. In Melbourne, cloudy and 18. Similar conditions for Hobart, 20 degrees. A shower or 2, 23 for Canberra. Much the same for Wollongong in Sydney. Also a shower or 2, 25. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 26. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 27. In Cairns, a shower or 2, 31. And in Darwin, showers and a possible storm, a top of 32 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.